Bernie Sanders claims his supporters making Trump and Musk very nervous. By Simon Kent on April 13, 2025. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, assured attendees at one of his fighting oligarchy rallies Saturday they are making Donald Trump and Elon Musk very nervous as he laid out a string of grievances with the current Washington administration. The 83-year-old senator spoke to his supporters as they gathered in the Gloria Molina Grand Park in Los Angeles alongside guests including politicians, union representatives and musical acts, AFP reports. They all took to the stage before speeches by Sanders and Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. "There are some 36,000 of you, the largest rally that we have ever had," Sanders told the cheering crowd. "Your presence here today is making Donald Trump and Elon Musk very nervous." The octogenarian self-described socialist, an independent who has never been a member of the Democratic Party, has been attracting crowds over the past 2 months on his nationwide fighting oligarchy tour. Folk rock veteran Neil Young, for his part, led the LA crowd in chanting "Take America Back" while he played the electric guitar. Singer-songwriter Maggie Rogers dubbed the event "Bernicella," a nod to the annual Coachella Music Festival taking place in the Californian desert. As AFP reports, the senator from Vermont addressed a litany of perceived grievances, including Trump's massive cuts to government funding and threats to healthcare and research as he drained the swamp from Washington. Mentions of Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla and X, drew boos from the crowd. The self-made billionaire has been tasked by Trump with dramatically reducing government spending, and is for many Sanders supporters a symbol of the corrupting influence of wealth in politics. Related, RFK Jr. calls out Bernie Sanders for accepting millions of dollars from pharmaceutical industry. "We are living in a moment where a handful of billionaires control the economic and political life of our country," Sanders said on Saturday. "Trump is moving the United States rapidly toward an authoritarian form of society," he said. The fighting oligarchy tour is mostly destined for Republican-majority areas, but a decision was made to make an exception for Deep Blue LA. Sanders' website claims the tour has been attended by 107,981 people across 7 states so far, and that live streams of the tour have been watched more than 5 million times. Upcoming stops have just been scheduled later in April for the California cities of Bakersfield and Auburn, plus Salt Lake City, Nampa, Idaho, and Missoula, Montana. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.